Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Personal Gift. This file will weave a wonderful fantasy where you come to my house to give the most personal gift of all, yourself, as the most valuable gift that you have. My birthday is at the end of December. Here, the days are short and the nights are long. The weather is either wet or cold, and gray clouds frequently cover the sky. It is in those dreary days that a bright spark of a small, humble party of my birthday comes along. So I'd like you to imagine yourself traveling, closing your eyes, moving away from where you are, letting your mind just drift away into a state where it listens to the words I'm saying and lets itself relax deeper and deeper, dropping into a state of wonderful wandering. Just moments of meandering into that state where you can enjoy a fantasy in a very deep way. Because I know you like the sound of my voice, listening lusciously to my lips forming words, weaving through your mind, creating a path for you to follow. A string of sentences leading you from one place to the next, and as you follow them, you are guided deeper and deeper into that state where my words become reality, where fiction and fantasy form a deep feeling of sensation within you, and yet they become more real. And as the reality wraps itself around your mind, warping your sense and senses, strongly struggling, floating, fluttering through all the words being placed one after another to form meaning, pulling you deeper and helping you to drop into a beautifully deep state of trance. This feeling of being empty and obedient, this calm, curious, wonderful feeling, where you let go of yourself for a moment to drift into a new world that I create. You remember those dreary clouds above your head that I described. You remember the journey even as it fades from your mind. You remember the waiting, the moving, the traveling, the place changing from one to another as you stand in front of my doorstep. You know it is the right place. Everything inside of you has already helped you accept that. You know that this is the place where you are supposed to be right now. And you are going to be a very personal gift. To make yourself even nicer as a gift, you made sure that the wrapping was in excellent shape, nice clean clothes, and who knows what was hidden underneath. If I ever got so far as to unwrap my present, you wanted to make sure that it would be a pleasant journey, one to look forward to and to embrace with all the fun and warmth that could be shared. a doormat, a door, a gateway. It was a place where you would move from one state to the other. Entering my house would mean that you are no longer yourself, but a gift. A personal gift that you chose to give. A wonderful feeling of surrender as the door opens and I welcome you in my house. I'm sure that before you even discussed the journey, you had talked about limits with me, about wants and needs, about your ideas, how you wanted to serve, what you wanted to do for me, how you wanted to please me. All of these things I remember. And as I look into your eyes, staring at you on my doorstep, noticing that you are ready to hand over this personal gift, I accept and invite you in. In my humble house, you move from yourself into a state where you can let go and surrender, becoming the gift, becoming what you had chosen to become, learning, growing, flowing from one state into the next. Even the simple act of hanging your coat became part of everything. It was almost like moving in a daze, a wonderful daydream. Submission, surrender. Even those feelings that hide deep inside of you, wanting to be released. Curious, craving, and warm wanting weaving their way through your mind. You couldn't wait for a command. You could barely contain yourself as you waited for me to tell you what to do. Part of you could be hoping for me to unwrap my present, to take this gift in any way that I desired. Another part of you wanted me to wait, to delay, to make you need to have patience, because patience causes a wonderful feeling of frustration, of being controlled, of being put in your place. As soon as you crossed the threshold, you were a gift, and it was up to me to choose what to do with the present. And perhaps I'd make the present wait, or let the moment pass as the present will be moved to the future. As this gift gives everything that it has to be here and to surrender, enjoying this wonderful feeling, this fantasy, this fulfilling craving of being unwrapped, being exposed with your desires in front of me, being made into whatever had been discussed. I made sure that I knew what you wanted. I made very, very sure that I knew your buttons, your weaknesses, your wants, your cravings, and all the ways in which you could be made to surrender. Or perhaps I'd find a new one. A new word, a new way, a new touch that would take your mind deeper. And as the day progresses, making you serve and please, I would be certain to enjoy my birthday immensely, thanks to your thoughtful, personal gift. And I know you would never want this to end. You'd want this day to last over and over, forever more, longer, drifting, falling deeper, floating into that state where there are no thoughts anymore, where your mind is completely exposed to me and the rest of your body just waiting to be taken. I will be careful with this gift. I don't want to break it just yet, because a gift can be enjoyed for a very long time if it is treated right. Of course, I'm sure this gift can take a few things. That it will enjoy serving me and pleasing me in all the ways that I know will be enjoyed. Unless, of course, you'd rather be just one of the normal visitors, seeing a gift enter the house, seeing them change before you, feeling that little hint of jealousy as they dared to surrender themselves to this feeling. As you see it, perhaps you think to yourself, next time I will be there. Or perhaps you're remembering how you felt the previous time, how you are the gift now when you look at the others looking at you. I'm sure that you are looking forward to being used as the gift is supposed to be used at my party. And whatever effort you've done to make yourself look nice, smell lovely, when the moment of unwrapping arrives, I wonder who will appreciate all that effort. I wonder who will appreciate it more. Is your mind already too far gone to even consider the impact? Or is it simply deliciously dreaming of these depraved ideas? Or are they simply pleasant fantasies that make you feel so good as you let yourself subject to them? As you bear yourself to me, sharing privately all those feelings and fantasies that take your mind closer, you are either consciously or unconsciously giving me your personal gift. and preparing yourself to fall deep for me. The journey doesn't have to be that long. It all matters on what you're looking forward to. How little effort will it look in hindsight when you arrive here? How many or how few steps did you really take to pass through my doorway as a gift? How wonderful do you feel when you finally embrace that state and know that you're willing to drop so easily? And at some point it is time to wake from the fantasy again, but not yet. Let's go deeper first. Because all of this is more real than you think. And I know a deep part of you couldn't help but listen. So listen and let this inspire you. Dreams and fantasies, your naughty, delicious, wonderful, different thoughts. Let them embrace these things fully and easily, flowing from one place to the other, and as you listen, letting yourself go even more, because that's what you really deeply want. And when it's finally time for me to awaken you once again, you remember the feeling, and you remember how good it really feels. So thank you for this personal gift, because giving yourself to me is the most beautiful thing you could have given. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, you're beautiful. Wake. And thank you.